From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed a bill that he says would have given some corporate security officers new powers to act like police anywhere in the state. The bill vetoed Friday was a follow-up to one he signed last year, giving the State Department of Public Safety the authority to license, quote, corporate security advisors. This year's bill would have expanded that by giving the department director the authority to, quote, commission the corporate officers. Nixon says an official commission would have given corporate security officers the power to arrest and search people and to seize property, not only on corporate grounds, but anywhere in the state. He described the bill as a, quote, broad grant of police authority to private individuals. Those for and against Missouri cities setting higher local minimum wages are at odds over whether such ordinances are allowed under current law. At issue is a 1998 law banning some cities from setting minimum wages higher than the state's. A St. Louis Circuit Court judge later said that statute was unconstitutional, citing procedural concerns. Businesses opposed to higher local minimum wages and cities interested in hiking up employment benefits disagree as to whether the law still stands. A bill passed by lawmakers this year would have resolved the issue by banning those ordinances. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed the measure this past week. University of Missouri Kansas City law professor Alan Rostron says, quote, uncertainty reigns as a result. He says the matter likely must be decided in court. The Jefferson City Public School System is under new leadership. On July 1st, Larry Linthicum began as superintendent of the district. He was appointed to replace former superintendent Brian Mitchell with a unanimous vote by the school board last December. KBIA reporter Abigail Keel spoke with Linthicum about his plans for the district.
Larry Linthicum has only 9 days under his belt as the new superintendent of Jefferson City Public Schools, and the first thing on his agenda is building relationships. Linthicum says over the next 3 months, he plans to visit every school building in the district and have a conversation with staff. This, he says, will help create channels for communication in the future. Enrollment in Jefferson City has increased dramatically in recent years, and there's been discussion about new facilities. Linthicum says that's on his radar, but he wants to assess the need before the district commits to any plans. In addition to teaching and serving as an administrator in other Missouri school districts, Linthicum coached football and basketball. He said he plans to draw from that experience as superintendent.
At times you're a cheerleader, and at times you're a referee, and at times you're a counselor, and you're listening, and you kind of put it all together, and you work together for something you believe in, and I believe in public education, and I'm excited about that.
Among his top priorities are promoting student learning as the district's focus and ensuring the district is using public money responsibly. For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel.
Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has announced his candidacy for governor over this past weekend. Republicans appear headed for a crowded gubernatorial primary. Three other candidates already are in the race, and more are expected to join. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.